When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hello, I'm Grongy Maguire, and this is Chantelle for Dooch and Pate.
Hello.
We bonded over our love of reminiscing about weird celebrity couples, the ones no one would believe happened if Google wasn't there to back it up.
We want you to join us as we remember when love was young, times were simpler, and we really thought that Angelina and Billy Bob Thornton were going to make it.
Every week, we're joined by a celebrity guest to discuss the showbiz romance they never got over. So take our hand and stroll down memory lane with us as we remember
the way they were.
Hi, guys. I'm flying solo just for this introduction, not for the whole episode, don't worry. Chantelle can't be here for this intro because she's currently queuing up to get her Britney Spears memoir. She is, as always, with me in spirit. And she's also with me in this incredible episode, as is our incredible guest, Mary O'Connell.
The way they were. Hi,
hey, Mary. How are you doing?
Good. Thank you so much for being here. How are you?
I'm all right. Yeah. I'm sort of, I guess we've recovered from the heat wave a bit. I'm now, I don't know, as soon as it's September, I'm kind of like Christmas. Yeah, we're back to school. It's also Christmas.
I'm glad to hear someone be positive about it. Everyone's always like, oh, summer's over and shit. And I'm like, you know what, guys, you live in England. Let's embrace it. I'm happy to hear it. Good for you, Mary.
I mean, it's just how I see time.
Speeding along to Christmas.
Time passing. And well, Christmas is a very romantic time of the year.
Well done, Grania.
Would you consider yourself romantic?
Yeah, I guess I'm a romantic. Maybe like a reluctant romantic. If I was a rom-com trope, I would be like the busy lady who's got no time for love. And then someone who's more romantic than her would come along and be like, hey, remember to make time for love. And then I would be like, okay, there's room in my calendar on Tuesday. That's what I would
do. Oh, like, Mary, but that is the best rom-com trope. People are rooting for you. You've got you're the Sandra Bullock. You're the
you're the Kate Hudson. Oh, you're the Reese with, yeah. You're a journalist at a high-powered magazine, and you're too busy for men and all that. I need to work, guys, and I want to have a serious journalist job, not this silly girls' magazine stuff, that kind of thing. And then along the way, you meet a cranky guy you don't get along with, and then I just want to watch 10 Things I Hate About You now, and then also sort of watch all these movies. No, you should be that.
I know why you're so excited about Christmas, because that is when your kind find your one true love.
That's right.
What's going to happen is you're going to have to do a gig in some small little village somewhere, mm-hmm. and you're going to meet a Christmas tree farmer, and that's going to be it. They're going to sweep you off your feet.
That sounds right. I mean, my boyfriend does wear a lot of flannel shirts, so maybe.
Oh no, he's the high-powered city boy that doesn't treat you good enough.
Not
a small town. Right. So sorry, he's out of the picture, Mary.
He's gone. Whoever the high-powered business girl is with at the start of the film,
it's not who she's with at the end.
No, you got to switch it up. Yeah,
you have a Luke. You have a Luke or a Brent coming your way soon. So just get ready.
Okay. Well, it's such an exciting time.
I know, we're manifesting for you. You're welcome.
What's your idea of like romance? If we were to say like perfect romantic evening, what would that look like?
I think something quite like intimate and simple. Like I do like just like watching a film with someone with a bit of wine. And I think antipasti is romantic. I think just like
finger
small
foods.
Plates. Yeah. Just like olives. I think olives are romantic. The really green ones, those are having a moment. Kind of like spending all day doing just a bit of nothing, really. Like maybe you go for a walk, you watch TV, you have a little unplanned adventure. something kind of childish, like I like going to Hamleys on a date.
What have you gone on a date to Hamleys?
Yeah. No, me and my boyfriend's second date, we went to Hamleys at my request. it was around Christmas time, and so I'm like, this is the best time to go.
We really are coming into your era of your favorite dating period. Romance, Hamleys, Christmas time. It's all coming up roses for Mary. This is your season.
And do you mind us asking, your boyfriend, what does he do for a living? Because in my head, what are you thinking, Chantelle? If you're thinking Christmas, rom-com tropes, we've got Mary, she's creative. She likes living in the moment. She likes window shopping. Who's the guy who's taking on her date to Hamleys? What does he do?
He works in finance and bond selling. He's always on his phone. He's always home too late. He actually loves her very much and means very well. He's not a bad guy, but he keeps leaving. They had a very special date planned at Hamleys, and she was going to meet him there at 8 p.m., but he got called into a last-minute business meeting he simply could not take. And so he had to go to that meeting, and she was alone by herself in Hamleys, just looking at, like, romantic I love you very much cards.
I'm going to say he's a ukulele player.
Ooh, okay. He's meant to be a good person, not a complete villain.
I'm going the other way. He teaches the ukulele to inner city kids with, you know, a bad stutter. That's what I think.
Okay.
Okay, Mary, put us out
both
of our
misery.
Both
of you guys are so close. he was a primary school teacher, yeah, so you are the closest, I have to say that. But he doesn't do that anymore. He's actually a podcast producer, so.
Oh, wow.
If you had said he now works for, you know, Barclays Bank, then we could have
been perfect.
Right.
But as a podcast producer, we should just be really nice in case we need him in the future.
Well, speaking of dream couples, you picked one that were just almost perfect, but not quite right. Almost there. But as always, Chantelle doesn't know who the heck we're hinting at. So, Chantelle, I can tell you that this dream golden couple, a real... A one for the ages, got together in the vintage year of 2020.
Okay. Oh, my God. Okay.
So can you drift your mind that far back?
Okay. Just about.
Just to rejig your memory. That was the year we said hello to COVID. Harry and Meghan said goodbye to royal family. And we finally freed Britney.
Mm-hmm. Okay. I do remember it pretty well. Yeah.
Speaking of pop princesses,
who is this?
This one found love with a boy who could sell the house next door before she finally said, thank you, next.
Oh, God. Okay, yes. This was Ariana and her recent little finance bro that we covered in the Pete Davidson episode, of course. And their breakup is pretty major. More. Can we just skip forward to talk about the musical guy she's with, the carrot top guy? Can we just fast forward?
I think that should be a big part of this.
That should be a big part of it. But oh, good one. I love a recent one as well. I think people forget. Everyone goes back to their youth. But I love you picking a recent one. What made you pick this couple?
Quickly, just to remind people, this is Ariana Grande. She is Disney star turned pop princess and Dalton Gomez.
Just hearing you. That's the first time, Grania. She didn't even practice reading it out loud before this. It's the first time she has said those words out loud in her life.
And of course, we all know Dalton Gomez.
Of course, we all know Dalton. I think we do all know Dalton. This was a big deal when she got surprise married.
Okay, well, his job is he's a luxury real estate agent, mm-hmm. of course. So, Mary, what is it about this couple that you're like, I need to talk about them?
I think it was just very in your face, them breaking up and who she... Well, because they had already kind of split up and then, but maybe quietly split up. And then what was loud was the next relationship that Ariana went into. But this is just a classic example of a sort of COVID pairing that doesn't work when the world is no longer in a pandemic. Because you sort of think when a celebrity marries a, air quotes, normal person, you think, oh, that's nice. Maybe that celebrity is a bit more grounded.
Completely. Everyone always, people love a celebrity marrying a civilian. No. Does everyone hope?
It's also like, I was like, oh, he's rich. At least he should be. He needs to be rich. They can be normal, but they can't be poor. I don't think celebrities don't marry poor people, not female ones. Probably.
Male celebs do that a lot, but female celebs know better. Yeah.
Do you think this was basically getting married to your sourdough kit? Is that what Ariana did?
Yeah.
She found a hobby during lockdown. She married him. They watched Selling Sunset together. He told her all the inside knowledge about like luxury real estate. He helped her with her conversion of the guest house or something. Like, they did a lot of DIY together. That's probably
I can see that.
What they did. They remodeled the house. He's flipped it, sold it for a profit. And now it's over.
No, thank you. Next. Well, before we go any further, there already have been fires being set around my building by angry hordes demanding to know what about their star signs. Well, I can tell you. Ariana is a Cancer queen. Cancer. What do we think, girls? Any views on a Cancer in a relationship?
They're quite sensitive. Yeah. I think they're quite sensitive, emotional, need a lot of love and attention.
Oh, Mary's got some insight. Mary knows the star signs. Nice. Okay.
Dalton is August 7th. He's a Leo.
Leo.
I don't actually know that much about Leos, but they're kind of...
Grind is convinced that every single comedian is a Leo.
Let me tell you, Mary, just keep your eye out for how many birthday drinks are in Edinburgh.
Okay, yeah.
So, Mary, I'm going to need a percentage from you on what the chances, according to their astrological charts, there ever was for a match like Cancer and Leo to work out. What do you think? High or low?
68%.
If Leos, from what we know about Leos, according to Grania, they're all meant to be these creative people, and Cancers are very sensitive. Maybe it's a bit of opposites attract situation. So I'm going to go high and say 95%.
Okay, well, I can tell you, according to the planets that govern us all.
According to science,
these are just facts. Cancer, Ariana, is a water sign that represents motherly love and all the emotions connected to one's family. On the other hand, Leo, Dalton, is a fire sign of joy and fun. Their heart is big and warm, for Leo, Dalton, represents our inner child. True. Very adorable. The main problem here is their connection. For Cancer, Ariana needs to look into somebody's eyes and feel the love, while Leo, Dalton, wants to shout it out from the rooftops. And that can seem untrue to Cancer, Ariana. So their percentage is 45%.
Oh, you were close. This isn't good from the start then. So far, things aren't looking good for these two.
So let's find out who these crazy kids are. So, Dalton was born in San Bernardino, California. He works for a real estate agent, Aaron Kerman Group, which sells luxury residential properties. So basically, he's not like Stats Let's Flats. It's fancy.
Stats Let's Flats.
It's not. He's not driving around with the key, showing you, you know, how the toilet works. This is... fancy pantsy. I haven't watched it, but it's like Selling Sunset, that sort of vibe.
Yeah.
And he moves in sort of bougie circles. In 2017, he shared a picture on Instagram of him hanging out with friend of the pod, Miley Cyrus.
Oh, wow. God, us and Miley, we go way back. How old is he, by the way?
So he was born in 95.
God, so he is really wealthy at a really young age.
Yes.
My goodness. And then he gets married, Ariana Grande. Okay, this guy's life is mental. Go on.
So apparently he used to be a dancer and has lots of friends in the industry.
Oh, so he's secretly a little creative. That's the Leo coming out. That makes sense. In the P.S., this real estate guy, also very popular choice for the villainous ex-boyfriend in a rom-com. So this is all making... I'm just saying, if Ariana starts dating a lumberjack soon, it's on. Just saying.
Yeah, he's definitely the first boyfriend in the first bit of the film. Yeah,
100%.
You don't go out, you don't end up with the luxury real estate guy. He's too slick. He wears too much hair gel. They're going to make a joke about it.
That's right.
Yeah.
And so his connection with Ariana was that he helped her music attorney sell his $7.5 million mansion to a cast member of The Big Bang Theory.
Oh, my God. There is just nothing romantic about anything in that sentence.
He helped sell her music attorney. Okay.
So I think if you're meeting someone through your lawyer, it's just kind of a red flag. That's like the opposite of meeting someone through like your bestie friend or at a cool party, meeting them through your lawyer.
Well, you're just having like a meeting with your music attorney. They're like, well, you know, this is how the rights work for this. Also,
I don't know. Your house. How'd you get that? Well, actually, you're Dalton. You sold it to me. Like, oh my God. Hi, Dalton. I didn't see you there. Then romance sparked and that was that. Okay.
Do you think at the music attorney, you go like, oh, how about this? Boo, 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 boo. And they go, that is legal. How about this? Boo, 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 boo. Overruled.
I'm pretty sure that's how the music industry works. And we've got to be careful because AI is coming for that job that decides which boo-boo-boop is legal or not.
Meanwhile, across the United States, Ariana is growing up in Florida. So she also comes from money. Her mother is a CEO and her dad owns a graphic design company.
Mm-hmm.
But sadly, they get separated. I say like they get separated, like they lost each other in the
That's what I thought.
They were separated when she was 8. But she was a performer from a young age. Apparently, she started performing karaoke on cruise ships at 8.
Of course she did. Ariana Grande definitely performed karaoke on cruise. She should go back to that as well. That
you've got to start somewhere.
And she would do very well to get on the cruise ship circuit.
And then at 14, she got her first role on Broadway. And then she was cast, obviously, in Disney's Victorious. Next was Sam and Cat before she focused on her singing.
Mm-hmm.
Now, it wasn't just her career that was keeping her busy. It was her love life.
It was indeed. Tumultuous.
Tumultuous. So I'm going to do a quick sort of like montage of Ariana's love life. So this is like, imagine like the heat is on, is playing in the background while we do this. So in 2008, when she's on Broadway, she meets her first boyfriend, actor Graham Phillips. They meet when she's 15 and they date for 3 years. Then, in 2014, she starts dating rapper Big Sean.
What was she doing with Big Sean?
Then in 2016, she starts dating Mac Miller. While she's dating him, 2017, she also experiences the horror of the bomb at her concert in Manchester. So it's a tricky time for her. The relationship breaks up in 2018. Then pretty soon afterwards, she starts dating actor and comedian Pete Davidson. They become engaged a month after meeting. They then get matching tattoos. Then in September of that year, Mac Miller dies from an accidental drug overdose. Pete and Ariana call off their engagement. By the end of the year, for the first time in her adult life, and I use adult very loosely.
Yeah.
Ariana is single.
Mm-hmm.
So does anybody want to comment?
She's been through a lot. I think this was a moment where if I was Ariana's friend, I think this was the time, post Pete Davidson, post Mac Miller's untimely death, but, and then also leading in towards like the pandemic and everything. And her music career had kind of, not by any stretch, gone downhill or anything, just kind of had plateaued. She'd had no new album out. It was kind of going steady. I think as her friend, I would have been like, babes, why don't you just like hang on your own for a bit? Like, why don't we use this pandemic to just really look within? Let's have some time by yourself. You know what I mean? I think maybe... I just imagine being her friend was pretty exhausting. I imagine getting through all of that. She probably only had a few left. I just wonder where the girls were telling her to maybe have some lonesome time. Do you know what I mean, Mary? Like that kind of thing when you tell a friend, I think you've been through enough, babes. Don't get on the apps. Now's not the time.
It does seem
Ignore
like
your
this.
Lawyer.
There's like a lack of outside perspective because any other person would be like, hey, you're moving a bit wild. That's, you probably need some time to heal. Some stuff has happened to you, which you need to accept and move on from. But like the way that you move on is like, unhealthy.
Because she had all the, if you take, like, she's a Disney pop princess with all the stress. Like, we've seen other people buckle under that stress. Mm-hmm. You had all the attention on private life. You've had the bombing in Manchester, which must have just, like, been an impossible thing to even get your head around. And then her ex-fiancé dies, like, within months of you breaking up with him. It just, oh my God, it must have been so hard. It's a lot.
And then on top of that, she had to keep that hair in the ponytail, like, at all times. Like, the headaches are severe.
She,
like, no one understands.
She must always have a headache.
She said she did. She said, I always had a headache. I always have a headache. I'm just used to it. I just have a headache constantly. I know, suffer for beauty and all that, and I'm down with it, but it's a lot. That alone, I'd be like, can you just let me be on my own for a bit and have my hair down? You know what I mean?
One look. We can have variety. She can afford it. She can afford
it. And she's still doing
hair.
That look now, really. The color may change, but it's still pulled back pretty goddamn tight. Yeah. Like, seriously.
Well, so in an interview after she broke up with Pete, she brought out Thank You Next. She said, I think this is the first time of my life where I'm realizing that I can no longer put off spending time with myself, just as me. I've been booed up my entire adult life. I've always had someone to say goodnight to. So Thank You Next was this moment of self-realization. It was the scary moment of, wow, you have to face all this shit now. No more distractions. You have to heal all this shit.
But then she went, never mind.
Yeah. Because how long, when did she break up with Pete? What year?
So that was at the end of 2018.
The end of 2018. Okay. So there's a bit of time.
Well, then if she married this guy in 2020... They had to have, didn't they? They would have had to have gotten together.
You would think.
Mind you, she does move fast. She probably met and got married the next week. Yeah.
And she also says she goes through a period where she's single, and she said in a recent interview, this is around the time she stopped getting, and I'm going to say this with a straight face and with love because that's she said it.
Is this when she stopped getting filler?
She stopped getting filler and Botox.
Okay.
Okay.
On the podcast, you can't see all of our faces. Okay, just thought I'd put that in.
That is what she said she did.
That is what she said that she did. So, 2020, January, she meets Dalton Gomez. She said Ariana was looking for a home outside of LA to be her getaway house, and her team found Dalton to help. When she saw him, she immediately thought he was cute and very good looking, and she asked her team to set up an in-person meeting with him.
Oh, it's good to have a team.
Right? I'd like that.
Well, I remember when I was a teenager and reading interviews with actors about how they met, you know, their boyfriends and girlfriends, they used to always say, oh, we had the same agent, or our agent set us up. And I always thought, that is my only chance of getting a boyfriend.
I mean, did it work? You got an agent. You are married now.
That is true.
It did work.
It's an arranged marriage.
It's the amount of, I mean, the amount of how celebrities meet anyone else without their agents doing it for them. It's just, but it must be so much fun to, like, just call the agent and be like, can you just make that happen? Like, get us a date. We're doing that.
Yeah, because, I mean, there's so many PR relationships. You might as well just use the resources available to you.
I mean, they're good at it. I mean, Jesus.
Your boyfriend, the ukulele primary school teacher turned podcast producer.
Yes.
How did you meet him?
We met because I was a guest on his podcast.
All right, Ariana.
Yeah. So
basically, through your team.
I do it at work.
You are very Ariana Grande in this.
Well, yeah, I guess so. I mean, like, no one set up the. He just asked me, and I said yes. But it was at the Fringe last year. We were both in the same show, and then he asked me to be on his podcast, and I said, yeah, whatever, fine. And then I thought, I'm never going to see this guy again, because he lives in West London, and I don't ever go there.
That's a huge deal breaker. Yeah. I would delete the phone number if you say you live in West London.
I know, because he was like, oh, and we can, like, hang out and stuff. And
okay,
No, we can't. You're in West London.
Just for our listeners, whereabouts in London do you live?
I live in North London.
Oh, so she has North taste, London so. To West London. Yeah, that's not possible.
It's too
anything,
far.
I would not date someone south of the river, and I would not date someone west of God, the city. Yeah. If you're the other side of St. Paul's, I'm not coming to see you. Sorry, it's not
That's
happening.
That's perfectly so. Fair. That's super normal.
How did you overcome it then? So that was the obstacle.
So he messaged me to say the podcast episode had come out. So this is after The Fringe. Mm. And he was like, do you want to catch up?
Oh, the classic, do you want to catch up?
Yeah. Essentially, I wanted to bang someone. And I thought, oh, this guy's perfect. Like, because you know when you like maybe like get out of a relationship and you think, who am I going to bang next? That's something that I usually think.
Yeah.
And I had thought, I was like, this will be the guy that I bang next. And so I'd already decided on it. But mm-hmm. I was like, I'm making the trip. I'm coming to West London. I've come all this way.
You traveled to West London?
Yeah. Wow. I did.
Wow,
yeah.
Guys. Okay. That's big. Maybe that's what Ariana thought about Dalton. She just needs to get laid and was like, well, he's hot. I'll probably never see him again. He doesn't even live in LA.
But then she can afford to buy a house nearby where he lives.
Exactly.
Well, yeah. So something was going to happen that would force these two together.
Oh,
because
God, here we go.
After they were spotted kissing in a bar, the bloody panic. Pandemic. The old panny bee, whatever it's called, pops mm-hmm. her little head up. And ruins somebody's fun, but also acts as a catalyst for this romance. Because they go into lockdown together and it's confirmed. So remember, they've only been dating since the start of the year, but it's May. And they confirmed their relationship in the music video, Stuck With You, which had lots of little home videos of people quarantining with their significant others. And this was her way of letting her public know that she has a new boyfriend.
Oh, this was a story for so many couples that I think follow the exact same trajectory that these two have of getting together then. Like, oh my God, we're amazing. And then once pandemic ended, seeing like one other person you could shag and go, oh, never mind. It was as simple as that. Anyways, continue. We haven't got there yet.
So Mary, it is quite romantic. Like she's this global superstar. He's super rich, but he's a civilian.
He's a normie. Mm-hmm.
He's a normie. That's quite a romantic setup to find yourself in a global pandemic quarantining together.
Yeah, that's definitely romantic. Like, because she can share all of her world with him and he can share his world with her. And there's basically, because the way that celebrities were during the pandemic was like people just didn't really care about them and they can't do the things that they do to make people care about them, like get attention, like through doing music videos or recording albums or going on tours or making movies. And so she has to just stop all the work. Like she can't do any work. And so it's just a different type of life when you're stood still, when you're so used to being busy all the time. And if she enjoyed just like staying still with him, then that's it's a romantic thing. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Do you think
romance, Stockholm syndrome? What's the difference? Potato, potato.
Or do you think it was quite clever on her behalf? Because if she had quarantined with another celebrity, it would just be two celebrities being like, I'm so bored. But she's got her own little fan in the house the whole time who every morning will be like, oh my God, you're Ariana Grande.
Yeah, if she was with another celebrity, they're just trying to be like making content together or something.
They'd totally be making TikTok videos all day, 100%. Yeah.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry, we were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. ChumbaCasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Well, so they got on very well. So well in lockdown that on December 20th, they announced via Instagram that they are engaged. Ariana captions the series of images with forever, N, then some.
Well, that wasn't, it wasn't even, and then some. She didn't even do that bit. She didn't even do some.
For some time. For a bit.
Exactly. It was for a bit. It was. She should change that caption now and go back and say, for a bit, and that's it.
And so, Mary, can I ask, what did you think of her engagement ring?
That's a rude question, Grania.
Because it was quite a controversial choice. Could you describe it to our podcast listeners?
Okay, so we have a sort of oval diamond that is at a bit of an angle, like a 45 degree angle. And there's also a pearl attached, it's just a pearl and an oval diamond, which feels wrong. there's not many other ways to like she's just got a sort of like wonky ring.
It's giving Claire's. Like, it's really giving Claire's.
Yeah. I don't get it.
Would it surprise you if I told you that Dalton designed that ring himself?
It would not surprise me because he's obviously not a professional ring designer. We know that information already. So.
We've got to stop this, people designing rings. Unless it's one of those things where they design a ring and it just looks like a regular ring and they haven't actually done much designing. But when they design it and it's like this, it's like, guys, people, jewelry designers, spend a lot of time practicing their skills.
Yeah.
You can't just come along and draw this. It's not fair.
It's just celebrities have to be different. They have to be special. They can't have like a 90 degree diamond. They've got to have their wonky diamond placement. And you couldn't it's get so away awful. With this ring if you weren't a celebrity.
Mm.
Like, you just couldn't. I hate it.
It's really horrible. I'm glad you say that's what I've been waiting for you to say the truth there, Mary. It's bloody awful. Yeah.
Do you think that's a sign of, like, should that be a test? That ring, I think, should be a friendship test. If you show that to your friends and go, what do you think? And if they go, oh, I love it.
Yeah, not being honest.
Not good.
There's an element of when you're dating a normal person, but you're like, she's Ariana Grande. Like, she's one of the biggest pop stars in the world. And so she's kind of she's the special one. She's the star in their relationship. And whenever she's dated other celebrities, none of them have been as famous as her, but they're still in that world in their own right. And I think it would be hard for a normal person to like understand that they're not just in a relationship with another normal person. They're in a relationship with the star. And so her stuff might trump his stuff. I don't know. Like, it's sad.
But then also, I think it'd be everything you're saying is true, which explains why this worked when it worked. It worked when she wasn't famous, when she wasn't touring, when all the things that would make this relationship really difficult weren't happening. And then, shock horror, as soon as she had to do all that shit again, it fell apart. Because then she wasn't just the cute little Ariana girl at home with him. She became Ariana Grande, the celebrity all over again. You know what I mean? So it kind of perfect sense that
it makes perfect sense.
He didn't really meet who she really was until the pandemic ended.
Well, 5 months, he's given her the ring. It's going ahead. 5 months later, Grande and Gomez wedding takes place in a private ceremony, May 15th, at her house in Montecito in California.
I remember the pictures. There's lots of jawlines in the picture. They both had really sharp jawlines.
Yes. Yeah, a lot of angles. They love their angles.
They really do.
I remember her holding on to him.
Yes, like, holding on to his neck.
Yeah,
and it was just jawline city. There's so much, the angle of like right beneath the ear, that bit of the jawline, there was so much of that in the pictures. I loved it.
So she wore a custom Vera Wang dress and their wedding pictures immediately became the most liked Instagram posts with over 25 million likes.
To be fair, it was pandemic. We were all a bit desperate, guys.
But it was gorgeous. I really liked her wedding dress, Mary.
It was a good dress.
It was particularly nice. When it was compared simple, to the ring. Wasn't it?
Yeah, it was simple.
Okay, so I think this is a good time for us to sort of like pause and just think of them. They're Ariana and Dalton. It's sort of post-pandemic. You know, they've got married. Things are beginning to open up. The new normal has begun. And I want us to imagine we can, through a magic phone, get back to 2021, Mary. Can you imagine? Oh my God. And you've been asked for a night out with Ariana and Dalton. What do you imagine that being like? Take us through your evening.
Okay, we're going on a night out with the Grandes.
With the Grandes. So, not the Gomez's.
No. We start off at one of those fancy bars that I see in Selling Sunset, where the drinks have like smoke around them. We order cocktails. They come with like little Fendi bags, and the start of the night is fun. Everyone's having fun. We take photos.
Like, it's like a rooftop, and you're like, yeah. there's like an infinity pool that you're dangerously close to falling into at all times.
Yeah. There's an infinity pool there. Someone jumps into it. Not one of us. It's dark where the pool is cold. It's their first day in LA. They don't know how to do things there. When you're seasoned, you know that no one ever goes in the pools.
You go, oh, tourists. Oh, Ariana. Yeah. Tourists.
Oh, God, they're new.
And we take photos with our little fancy cocktails. Then I'm just having a conversation with Dalton about real estate. He asks me if I'm looking to invest in some properties. He's developing some stuff, and he's telling me about like this new opportunity for investing, and like wonders if I have like $10 million spare. And you know, I let him know that I'll check my account like as soon as I get home. And but now Ariana's on her phone. She's getting emails. She's getting work stuff. She's forgot to do some like brand, like an ad for a cat ears costume company, and so she's got to do that quickly. She goes to the toilet to take some selfies. Hashtag ad. Okay, it's done. She comes back. Gomez is telling me, Dalton is telling me about like another investment property, and I'm getting like a little bit tired of it. But I'm like, well, you know what? He is a hustler. He's able to afford these engagement rings by doing the work. Then we get accosted by fans of Ariana. They want to take photos. Me and Dalton, well, you can carry on talking about real estate. I don't have that much more else to say about real estate, but I don't feel comfortable enough to change the subject. It feels like the only thing Dalton knows how to talk about is real estate. Like, it's actually a little bit weird.
It does feel like that. I'm getting that vibe.
And you know, I sort of try and steer the conversation. I'm like, oh, what sort of music do you listen to? And he says, I listen to Ariana Grande. And I'm like, oh, yeah, of course. But like any other stuff. And he doesn't listen to any other
music. There is actually an indie band called Real Estate. From the late 90s. Maybe he's into them.
The Carpenters.
The Carpenters. Yeah, that's good. I'm just trying to steer the conversation. And Ariana's like still talking to the fans, and I'm trying to like wave her back, be like, should we get another round of the Fendi bag cocktails? And she doesn't hear me. And then like more fans come up to her, and she's nice and gracious about it, but it's like, come on, we're trying to have a night out. I was prepared for this to be like a threesome situation. Mm-mm. Like, you know, like we're all here, we're all contributing to the conversation. I wanted to ask Ariana stuff about Kris Jenner, because she's in the Thank You Next video, and I'm like just interested in Kris Jenner, and I feel like I'm missing my opportunity to do this. And so we both just lose the spirit of conversation. And it's like we had all this fun, and now we're like back at small talk. We try and call Ariana away from the big group of fans. We eventually get her out, we change location, but in the taxi ride to the next location, we can't figure out where to go. And I just kind of get tired of it. And I say, do you know what? I don't live that far from here, and traffic does get really bad. So can you just drop me off at home? And because I can see there's tension between them too. Like, they're starting to like...
The dynamic is very him doing his work and her doing her work.
They're being a little bit like passive aggressive towards each other. And I don't want to be involved in that. And so I just kind of like politely leave. But it is a disappointment of a night. Like, it's an anticlimax for sure. I think there's an element of like, you kind of like, you get a guy who will hold your purse for you whilst you go and do a bunch of other things, and then you just start to lose respect for them because all they're doing is holding your purse.
One day you get a backpack and you're like, I don't know why I have you here anymore now.
Yeah.
You're no longer necessary.
He's fulfilled his purpose.
Yeah, you're done.
Well, so they may just be married, But things are moving very quickly for Ariana and Dalton. In 2023, so of this year, well, this is the first podcast where we're the events are this
happening.
This calendar year.
Yeah, that is very exciting.
He gets Ariana's name tattooed on his chest.
He did that this year?
This is not
like Pete Davidson getting your name, or it doesn't actually fucking matter. This is someone who's not a tattoo person.
He doesn't have tattoos. Oh, no.
That was a real make or break tattoo. He knew if I do this, maybe she'll stay.
That's a cry for her. Like, that's a desperate plea.
That's a desperate tattoo.
Oh, gosh. That's desperation ink.
Oh, no.
And maybe one of the reasons why he's making this gesture is because Ariana is now spending a lot of time away from home. She's in London filming Wicked.
That's right.
And many Wicked things may have happened on that set because she, of course, was married, as was Ethan Slater.
Here he comes!
Ethan Slater, who plays Munchkin Bock.
That sentence alone, if you don't know about him, it's just perfect. It tells you everything you need to know.
Ariana, why a munchkin? You can do better than a munchkin. He's SpongeBob SquarePants, he's a munchkin, he's not a leading man.
He's very the one they told you not to worry about.
Yeah, very much.
Considering, like, Dalton, if you've looked at him, he looks like a Disney prince. He's like a cutie little boy.
He is.
But Ariana, she's on the set of Wicked. Dalton comes over to join her a few times.
He knows. And the tattoo was the first sign. He knows.
And also joining Ethan Slater on the set is his wife, Lily, along with their newborn.
Newborn.
Fresh newborn.
The cord had just been cut.
So Ethan and Ariana are spotted taking Ethan's baby for a walk. Then there's photos from Michelle Yeoh's Oscar party in March, which shows Ethan with his arm around Ariana with a couple arriving and leaving together. Lily and Dalton were not at the party, and sources say it's because they weren't invited.
Come on, I think Ariana can get a plus one. Yeah.
I don't think that would have been hard to swing.
Yeah, see, whenever it's the walking with the baby. Whenever you see, if you have a freshly born child and your other half is walking around with that freshly born child with someone else, that's a big red flag. Don't do that.
Yes, so that's kind of the reason that I wanted to talk about her today, because it was just so sudden to me. It's just crazy. The pairing, it doesn't feel like a natural pairing, like Glinda the Good Witch and a munchkin. I don't think they go, and so it just felt absurd. But then to find out that there's all this betrayal behind, like, under it, and
all the history they had as friends.
Yeah, because I know that, like, so Ariana and Dalton separated the story, the line.
We'll get to this.
Oh, okay.
So what happened is, so Ariana and Ethan then were seen at a private members club where they were celebrating her birthday.
Mm-hmm, okay. Remember that.
Again, neither Lily nor Dalton were invited.
They just weren't invited, guys. I couldn't get in. There's too many people there. Sorry to my husband. You just can't make it to my birthday.
And then July 17th, Grande and Gomez have separation, filed for divorce. And around basically days after, Ethan and Lily also announced that they too would be separated.
Oh my God, like hours after. Ugh. It was meant. Oh God, that was really a time to be alive. And it was not very good weather in England, so we were all stuck inside.
Yeah.
And this really kept me going. This was the sunshine we needed. This story developing.
So what did you? So you were stunned. Did you throw your phone at the ground?
I was furious. I like we've got to have some level of hierarchy in the world. Like, if SpongeBob SquarePants could get with Ariana Grande, then it just throws everything off. But then I was just so upset for Ethan's wife. Like, you think you're like, they've been married a long time. They've been like, oh, like they've been together a long time, like almost like childhood sweethearts. And for that, to for him to leave her with this newborn, for someone who I know, we know he, she's going to throw him away soon enough. Like, it was not worth breaking up your marriage over.
No. And also, do you remember, Mary, that was the time when we all started connecting the dots and realizing a pattern?
Oh, yeah, there's a real pattern here.
That Ariana has been doing this before.
Ariana's coming for your man. That is...
Ariana is the one not to be trusted.
You can't leave people alone in a room with Ariana. She's going to get an engagement ring off of you.
That's right.
Because there's... You don't want to... put all the blame on her. Like, it's very like she's been getting like a lot of like misogynistic backlash, and people are like, well, it's on the man as well. You can't, like, she doesn't have complete control. You can't just, they have to decide to be taken, you know, like to go out with her. But when you have a pattern of behavior spans over several years, that is so clear, and like this, I don't know, like sort of like one-upping other girls by being like, you know, that kind of ego boost. Also, the blatancy of like her music, like that's the other thing. She doesn't hide it. She's got a song called "Break Up with Your Boyfriend, I'm Bored." So, I mean, sorry, "Break Up with Your Girlfriend,
I'm Bored."
And
it is true. All of her major ones, from going back to all of the major boys, Mac Miller, Pete, this has all been. Boys who were otherwise. I'm waiting for Dalton Gomez's ex to come out of the woodwork and go, "Me too."
Oh no, she already has.
Oh, has she? I didn't realize. Yeah.
She did like a little subtle story post or something where she was like, "When you see your ex with the one he told you not to worry about," like some like that.
So, Mary, what I'm asking you is, your boyfriend says, "I've got fantastic news. I've landed the podcast guest who's going to change our lives, baby." Ariana Grande wants to do a 6-part podcast.
Absolutely not.
6-part. It has to be all done at her house, just the two of them.
No, it's not happening. We'll have to give that job to someone else.
You haven't heard what she wants it to be about. It's about the history of drains in Victorian London.
I just feel like there are people better equipped to do that podcast with her. People who are just like so much more knowledgeable about drains.
Yeah, your boyfriend's busy,
London.
I think you and him have plans.
Yeah,
don't you?
I think we like got our calendars booked for like the next 6 to 12 months. So
of every one of the next 5 years.
Know,
so yeah,
maybe he could do like a session over Zoom or something.
Yeah. The thing is, as bad as it would be losing your boyfriend, Ariana Grande, you know you'd be back together in about a year's time.
Yeah. That's true.
And I'm not taking him back.
But what, he could have met one of the Jenners. There's your in.
Yeah, it's true. That's a good point.
I guess there would be benefits to having Ariana Grande still your boyfriend. If you spun it the right way.
Borrow a bit.
Borrow and then give back, then return.
Yeah, like a library. Like a library scheme. So we've come, I think, to like what this podcast is all about. We're not a prurient podcast, you know, reveling in the demise of love. We feel like we can learn something. So in the great love affair between Ariana Grande and Dalton Gomez, why do you think it couldn't work out? It was the stuff of rom-coms, the boy next door, the troubled pop princess. They had sort of similar friends. Why?
they knew a lawyer. I mean, come on.
Yeah.
Why couldn't it work? Why do you think it failed?
I think they just got together at the wrong time and they did things too quickly. Like even lockdowning together after a few months of dating is quite extreme. Like I know a lot of people would have done it, but it's not like they were struggling for the space. And so they could have been in each other's bubbles, but still tried to keep some semblance of life. I feel like Ariana hasn't really been single for long enough. Like, I guess she's had like a couple years here and there, but It just felt like it was such an unserious way to treat a marriage. Because I was quite optimistic about it. I guess maybe because I'm a bit of like a romantic, or like whenever I think of marriage, I think, oh, this is something kind of serious. You're committing to that person. And because Ariana had been in all these relationships and had been engaged before but had broken off, I'm like, oh, okay, she must take marriage like pretty seriously. And so when she got married, I was like, oh, this is going to be her guy for like a really long time. And then I was like, oh wait, no, it's still a celebrity marriage.
It's still Ariana. Yeah, and when she started bleaching her hair, we all knew something was up.
Yeah, I think it probably also failed because, like, in this whole time we've been talking, I don't know who Dalton Gomez is at all.
100% true.
I could not I'm like making assumptions about. My assumptions are that he has a lack of personality because I haven't given him one in my head. Mm. Like, he's just a bit of like a wall, and Ariana gets all the personality and all this stuff that we like ascribe to people. And so I think he's potentially just like maybe not quite interesting enough for her.
Or he could actually be secretly really lovely. I mean, he's certainly good looking.
He's good looking.
And handsome and wealthy. And he could be really lovely. She has not really dated too many boring guys, with the exception of the new munchkin.
Yeah.
I'm going to presume that old Dalton must have a bit of charisma going on.
Listen, if you're leaving your husband for a member of the Lollipop Guild, he's got a personality.
He's got to be able to chat you into something. True.
So we come to our second question, Mary. And this is, it's a tough one because I know we all live in a spectrum and blah, blah, blah. But splits are binary. There's somebody that you're like, oh, God, I should text them and see how they're doing. And there's another one who you're relieved for. They're living their best life. So in the great split between Ariana Grande and Dalton Gomez, who thrived and who simply survived.
Okay. So Ariana thrived. I think she's always gonna thrive. She can turn it into music. It's almost like a fun little blip. It's kind of fashionable to be divorced before you're 30 with celebrities these days. It's a bit of a trend.
Yeah.
And even Slater is thriving right now, but in a couple months he's gonna be struggling. He's gonna be struggling in a big way. And Dalton Gomez is surviving. He's surviving. He's still got all his like real estate buddies and stuff.
Yeah.
Someone out there is gonna like his taste in engagement rings. I don't know who, but like I feel like they probably live in the LA area. Even Slater's wife is also surviving right now. But at some point she can sell the rights to this story.
Yes.
And she'll make a lot of money.
Yes.
See, I actually, this is a rare occasion. I don't know if I agree. I think this has really actually screwed up Ariana quite a lot. I think in most of her past relationships, her fans or just the general public have sort of sympathized with her somewhat. We all have done, I'm sure. Mm-hmm. And I think this is the first time she's in a really big misstep. Like, she really fucked up here.
Yeah.
And then on top of that, like, since it's happened, nothing good, positive. So it's been kind of not going that well for Ariana. I don't think, not to mention her music career is kind of not really at, I'm sure she'll come back. I'm sure she'll be fine. But conversely, Dalton, I think, walks away from this still minted as the complete victim in this, didn't do anything wrong. And now he's the guy who got with Ariana. So for girls, he's already good looking and rich. And now it's like, oh, his ex was Ariana Grande. He must have fucking something going on top of that. I think he's thriving here. I think he's coming out on top in a way that Ariana's not. I'm just saying. I'm team Dalton.
I think in terms of public opinion, yes, a bit. Like, I think that's a nice spin on it. But he's
I know
still...
what Mary says, because I know as soon as Ariana releases the album, I'll be like, Ariana! I'll be like 100% on her side.
He's still the guy that, like, got her name tattooed on him and then she left him.
Oh, very good point. And he did make that ring. So you make some good points, don't get me wrong. I'm so half team Dalton, but yeah.
That's fair.
Maybe let that be a lesson next time you're thinking about getting somebody's name tattooed on your chest. To think, in a split, will this be the deal breaker on who did the best at the end?
Once again, if you're the Pete Davidson type, go for it, have at it, who cares? But if you're the Dalton type, no, this is not worth it.
I mean, with Pete Davidson, it was more like a word search trying to find.
Yeah, exactly. He could just tell you he did it and you'd be like, okay, if you say
you don't
so.
Need to see the proof. It's just.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, speaking of pop princesses, we've spent the best part of this ep discussing the love life of one, and now we'll move on to the love life of another.
Oh, we do. We have our final question for you, Mary.
Oh,
we
asked
all our guests. We have all our guests this. And there is the patron saint of the podcast. She's out there. We love her to pieces. I'm sure you do as well. And we don't feel like she's ever really had anyone up to her level to love her the way we believe she deserves to be loved. So I'm asking you, Mary, to put your thinking cap on and see who you can think of who could be with the one, the only, Cher.
Right. Okay. Someone for Cher. Someone younger, but they're still kind of like a bit of an old soul. I do think like a dancer, like someone who is just like a trained dancer would be good.
Okay.
Do you know who I'm thinking would be good? Okay, so he's
Let's
not a dancer, but he is an actor. Do you know Taye Diggs?
He's so
good looking. Like
he's so good looking. If you were around in the 90s and you didn't fancy Taye Diggs, you are officially not into men.
That is an
attractive specimen of a human man. Oh fucking hell, he's so hot. And he's cool.
He's very cool.
He was always cool.
He knows, like, he's got like a good hat collection.
He does. He's really into his hats.
He knows how to accessorize. And also, he was married to Idina Menzel for like just over 10 years, which is very long in Hollywood years.
So you
know he can commit. And because he was with Idina Menzel, like, he's like, he knows...
Bit of a diva.
Yeah.
Similar.
He knows how to deal with someone who's like... in a lot of musicals. And
Idina Menzel is kind of like Cher Jr.
Yeah, exactly.
So it's like he was training for this role.
And
I love, that's one of my faves so far.
He knows how to handle a gay icon.
He does know how to handle a gay icon. He really does.
His manager would just get the phone call saying, "Tay, you're up. You're up."
Exactly. This is the next PR relationship. We're saying it here first.
Oh,
I love it. That's a good one. Thank you so much, Mary. What a great response. Thank you. And thank you so much for being here with us today. You've had such a great time. I hope you have as well.
Oh, yeah. No, thank you so much for having me.
Where can our listeners find more of you?
Okay. So I...
Oh, Christ. You're settling in, guys.
Well, I have no... I don't have any brand consistency. So because most people are called like their name and then comedy. But my Instagram is called Mary with the Gold Shoes. My Twitter.
So hang on, wait. Is there with the gold shoes? What is? I feel like there's a story behind that.
There is not. I just had gold shoes, and
I thought it was a really self-explanatory story. I was like, figure it out, Grania.
I just went back when I made my Instagram. I didn't realize what a big part of like, I wasn't really doing like comedy.
I respect that you kept it and didn't like get a new handle saying like Mary the comedian. Good for you.
Yeah,
I like that.
I kind of like it. I don't mind it.
I agree.
But I don't wear the gold shoes anymore. I always thought they were like a day happened and I thought they were quite ugly. And so I don't wear them anymore. And I've tried to look for other gold shoes, but I think gold shoes are ugly. I do. It's just this trap.
She said it, guys.
I can't escape.
So Mary the Gold Shoes on Instagram.
On X, formerly Twitter, I'm at Mary Does Gigs. On TikTok, I'm Mary with the TikTok. And
there's a theme here. Yeah, there is a theme here. You're doing something in all of these.
I'm trying, I guess. And my website is Mary with the...
Mary's on the internet.
No. That would be good. But it's marywiththe.com and it's like an actual .com.
That's good. That's better.
So that's MaryO'Connor.com.
No, MaryWith.com, with the .com.
Yeah.
I get it, Mary. She's...
Hang on. So that's www.http.
Do I open up Google? Do I open up... Is it Google or Safari? Which one is it?
Well, Mary, thank you so, so much. You're officially in a throuple with us. Hope that was made clear.
I love it.
Thank you, Mary. Thank you.
The Way They Were is an Amanda Redman production, produced by Abby Weaver and Amanda Redman.
We want to hear your celebrity couple crush, so
email us on thewaytheywerepod@gmail.com
or find us on Twitter at thewaytheywerepod and or on Instagram at thewaytheywerepodcast.
Thanks to you for listening. Until the next time, goodbye.
Goodbye.
The way they were.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.